Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear! The I first believed. Through
God saw everything that she had made, and indeed, it was very good. Dieu regarda tout ce qu'il avait fait et constata que c'était très bon. Und Gott sah alles, was sie gemacht hatte, und siehe, es war sehr gut. Welcome to the audio service from the Swiss Church in London on the 7th of June 2020. In the last service, I announced that Jerry Stanton from the Union Church in Crouch End will join us, but unfortunately, Jerry has been taken ill and he will join us sometime in the coming weeks. We wish Jerry all the best. Today's service is dedicated to all those who are experiencing this time of lockdown and social distancing as a positive time. It is not something we often talk about, and for those who feel inspired and content, it can be difficult to say it out loud. After all, aren't we meant to suffer? Today I will be joined for the sermon by Simeon Kyriakopoulos, a dancer and Pilates instructor originally from Greece, who has been a friend and member of the Swiss Church for many years now. And we will talk together about the blessing this strange time can be, and why it is important to talk about this, especially because many people are suffering. But first, I would like to introduce to you Barbara Wachter, the new president of the steering committee put in place by the Consistoire in order to lead our church through the current health crisis.
Hi, this is Barbara Wachter speaking. It is a great pleasure to send greetings on this Sunday and to formally introduce myself to all of you. Having grown up in Langenthal, Switzerland, and then studied in Zurich, I moved to India in 2016 and then to London in 2017, where I did my master's degree. Since then, I've been living in the centre of London with my partner William, not too far away from Covent Garden and Endell Street. Late last year, after having been introduced to the Swiss Church by my aunt Maya, who spent her sabbatical here, as some of you may recall, I joined the Consistoire, eager to connect with fellow Swiss in London and to support the amazing community programmes in my own neighbourhood here. Within the Consistoire, I have taken up the role of networking officer, connecting and managing relationships with partners and friends of the church. As you may have heard, the Consistoire recently established a steering committee to provide special guidance and leadership through the current crisis. It is a great pleasure to serve on this committee as president, alongside Carla, Marco Mambelli, Colin McIntyre and Hassan Mahanna. I would like to wish you and your loved ones a peaceful and mindful Sunday, and even though so many of us are confined at home with some of the different difficulties this can bring, a day of rest, reflection and recuperation. Thanks to Carla for bringing us together in this way, even though we are for now apart. I look forward to meeting with all of you in the time ahead.
God of justice, in the light of current events following the killing of George Floyd, we ask, help us to recognize our own privilege in a world that is infiltrated by racism and injustice. We ask you, help us to ask ourselves in all honesty what we contribute to fuel racism in our society through the words we choose, the judgments we make, the actions we fail to take. In a world where the color of one's skin or one's gender, sexual orientation or financial wealth mean disadvantage for some and privilege for others, help us to hear your voice. But also, teach us not to feel guilty because of our privilege, but instead to use our place in this society quietly and consistently to enable real change and to open up opportunities for those people around us who have to fight harder than anyone else to make their voices heard. God of outrage, light in us your holy anger. Lift us out of the world of injustice and into your kingdom, so we can see and hear and pray and act to install justice in our minds and then on our doorsteps and worldwide. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I now invite you to join in with the first hymn, Nun danket alle Gott, du cœur et de la voix. You will find the French words printed on the hymn sheet, which is uploaded on the Swiss Church webpage.
Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. Thus says God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit, and become a noble cedar. Under it every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am God. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree, and make dry the dry tree flourish. I have spoken, I will accomplish it.
Dear parishioners, dear listeners, in these past weeks we have been talking a lot about the negative consequences of the lockdown and how it impacts on people's mental health and on the overall economic situation. Livelihoods are at risk, and many people are exhausted from the additional daily responsibilities imposed on them due to school closure or other circumstances. It is a physical and mental strain for many, and it won't end with the lockdown, quite the opposite. When things will open up again, that's when the struggles will become visible and the pain shared. But for some, the lockdown has brought the much-needed rest that we never dared to take. No more squeezing into an overfilled tube train. No more rushing from appointment to appointment or from meeting to meeting. No more stressing to the shop before closure. No more air travel, loud restaurants, crowded shops. The world was suddenly much quieter. The day structure simple. Our friends available on the phone. There was no fear of missing out because there was little to miss out on. We were forced to stop and stay at home. For some, this is a time of healing and recovery. A time full of wonderful surprises. A time to breathe. A time to focus on the small joys of life. On our own emotions. And on the relationships within our household. I have been talking to quite a few people of all ages and backgrounds and family situations for whom the lockdown is weirdly liberating and enjoyable. One thing was mentioned in each one of those conversations, and that's that the people who feel good are reluctant to tell others that they are doing well. It shouldn't be like that. I believe it is important that those who are feeling well within themselves and who are developing new strength make themselves heard. I believe it is important that those who can afford to look after themselves continue to do so. Because once we come out of the lockdown, the wounds will become visible. Many people will need a shoulder to lean on, will need an open ear, a neighbor or friends who can provide spiritual and mental support. The worst thing we can do is to artificially exhaust ourselves, even if there is no need to do so, or to feel guilty. We need people who can be that shoulder, who can be that friend, who can be an anchor in the future. That future that starts now. We all react differently in a crisis, and no one is affected in the same way. Depending on our resources and circumstances, It can be a fight for survival or a time of enrichment. For today's service, I have chosen two images from the Bible. Jesus healing people on the mountain, and the image of a young twig from the top of a cedar that will grow into a tree to bear fruit and become a shelter for all kinds of birds and creatures. Teresa of Avila, a Spanish nun who lived in the 16th century, said in a famous prayer that Jesus depends on us to be the eyes of compassion for the world, to be the feet who walk to do good, to be the hands to bless the world, to be the healer. Jesus needs people who can be a source of life for those who feel down. We need young twigs, broken off from the big tree, that feel rooted and will grow and become a shelter for many, a shady place to rest and provide nourishment. If you can, look after yourselves. Enjoy this time to breathe. Use it to gain inner strength and to heal and develop spiritually. This might feel contracyclical and somehow egotistic, but it is not. It is the best thing you can do for all those who are struggling. Become that tree, become that shelter, become a source of healing. If you feel good, if you feel rooted, don't be shy to let people know. Let them know that they are safe and that they have found in you someone to lean on. Amen.
Matthew 15, verses 29 to 31. After Jesus had left that place, he passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he went up the mountain where he sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put them at his feet, and he cured them. So that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel.
The lockdown in London will be a period I will never forget, and I will narrate it to everyone until I grow old. It almost felt like a gift from God, a bliss. It helped me to recenter and remind myself of the more humble nature of being human. I do like living in a city, and London is probably one of the busiest. In such a fast-paced city, I do feel that I am progressing or evolving, but at the same time, I feel I have been losing the simple things. The things that are important have become meaningless chores. Sometimes I have no time to cook, no time to do my laundry, no time to clean my flat, and if I do, I may be so tired that I have no energy. I may have no time to write to my diary, I have to plan friends' visits and even phone calls way in advance. They say that if so much of your time is given away that you can't do the simple things such as cleaning, then you are not free. But all that paused for a bit. Suddenly, I had the time and the energy to do all of that. Taking care of myself became more holistic. The difference is not that I simply had time to clean my flat or cook. What really made the difference was that I could clean my flat with joy. I actually drew pleasure from all the mundane chores. And so my life gained so much more meaning from every respect. I'm living on my own, but the lockdown didn't make me feel lonely at all. Quite the opposite. I felt very connected with everyone. There was actually more time to speak to friends and to family. But there's also something invisible which I can't explain very well. The fact that we all had to stay home, it made me feel safe, because in the process of isolation, we were all united.
I now invite you to join in with the second hymn, All My Hope on God Is Founded.
Together we pray. Our Lord Father, to be honest, we did not think we would still be worshipping from our homes, and we are fed up. But we know it's all in your hands, and we trust in you fully. Thank you, Father, that you are the one who is steadfast, who knows what, where, when. We worship and praise you. We pray you help us to keep our eyes focused only on you, and so we are led by you. Kyrie eleison. Lord, be joy in our sadness, be light in our darkness, be wisdom in our confusion, be familiar when all is unfamiliar. We pray, Father, for those who are affected by the ongoing issues with COVID-19. Be with us in our isolation. Be close to us in our distancing. Help us make sense of our emotions. Give us the courage to be true and honest about our feelings and come to you with them. We ask you put your healing hands on anyone who is suffering and is sick from any ailment at all. Kyrie eleison. Lord, we pray for guidance, your righteousness guidance for all policymakers, for governments across the world, for health directors, for economic decision makers, for leaders of churches. Closer to home, we ask you give wisdom to our minister Carla and to our consistoire. Lead them as to the next step for our church. Help us as a congregation to be aware of our fellow parishioners in any way we can, even more so as we cannot meet physically. Lord, we ask you keep us safe and pour out your infinite peace on us and release your joy in us always. We pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Together we pray, as Jesus Christ has taught us. Unser Vater im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen. If you are enjoying the audio services from our church brought into your home, we would be grateful for your donation. Due to the coronavirus crisis, the Swiss Church currently relies entirely on donations, and we are grateful for every contribution to help us through this time. You can find all payment options on our webpage. Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht auf dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Que Dieu te bénisse et te protège. Que Dieu fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. Que Dieu tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Gönnt in Friede und bringet de Friede in die Welt. Amen.